Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. And Herb Talk is all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Right, Frank? Frank's ready. I'm ready. Everybody's ready. We had a great show. First part of the show, we are going to be talking about smallpox a little bit. The mysteries of smallpox. We came across some interesting data, documents on it, because people are kind of chatting about smallpox these days. We've talked about it before, but time to resume that and look it up and update it a little bit. So we're going to talk about that and other things, and we do have our quack report. By the way, Frank, our quack report's a little longer today, so we got quite a few things to cover in there, so heads up there. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. So let's go ahead and do our devotional before we get to all that good stuff. And today's devotional puts us in Psalms 146, where it says, "Happy is he that has God, the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." Yep. God is our blessed hope. And the only way to get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has the keys to heaven. And you got to repent and follow the Lord and mind the time. It grows short. So if you haven't spoken, "I believe in Lord Jesus Christ, he came and died for the sins of the world, of those who believe," then please do so and find salvation before his return. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, here's a whistleblower exposed 13 stillborn deaths in 24 hours at Lionsgate Hospital because the moms got the COVID vaccine. British Columbia, Canada, this is where it's happening, took place. It's drawn attention to the fact that, 13 stillborn deaths occurred in a 24-hour period is unheard of. According to a Dr. Mel Brushett, he said all of these deaths occurred in babies born to women who got injected with the COVID vaccine, and the major media is completely ignoring this story. A Swedish study, moving along, Swedish study says COVID vaccines deplete the immune system. Well, we talked about that. It gives your immune system amnesia. That's what it does. Forget about that word depletion. It gives your immune system amnesia. It wipes out your antibodies. So they're saying, according to the Swedish study, it increases your mortality rate by 20%. So it's a Swedish study involving 4 million people. Several red flags are raised in this study on the vaccine and the death rates on COVID. The paper took a closer look at the real world of numbers here and the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. The study revealed three main issues. The paper found that the vaccine doesn't offer protection at all. Number two, its so-called protection plunged significantly after 6 months, even for severe cases of COVID-19. And three, the study doesn't show how, the study doesn't just show that the vaccine is effectiveness is waning, but it also shows that the protection is a fallacy altogether. A myth that's never been proven. A lie. Let's just say it's a lie. I like the word lie. It's simple, it's direct, you know what it means. And the study concluded that those who are vaccinated are more likely to be infected and suffer severe disease than the people who aren't vaccinated. So the vaccine has accelerated death totals in 2 weeks following up the period of the second dose. So they say your death rates increase after the second dose. That's what they're saying. So finally, they say in the study they found a total of 3,900 deaths out of 4 million people who were given two doses of an experimental vaccine. These deaths occurred within 2 weeks after the person received their second shot. The data shows the people are dying at a rate of 20% higher than normal in a two-week follow-up period after their second vaccination. Oh, man, can you imagine if a supplement did that? Let's see, moving along. Africa, get this, Africa, Frank, is only 6% vaccinated, and COVID has practically disappeared there. Scientists are baffled by this. Okay, so a recent piece, Associated Press, said that Zimbabwe, nobody wears a mask, nobody's vaccinated there, they don't isolate, they don't social distance, life goes on as normal, people pack into local markets, they're in close proximity together, nobody's getting sick. They say this is from Wasfa El Sadir. He's the chair of the Global Health of Columbia University, and he says Africa doesn't have the vaccines and the resources to fight COVID-19, and they have in Europe and the United States all these things, but somehow they seem to be doing better. So Africa's doing better than the United States and Europe. Oh yeah. Yes, making it easy, right, to see. Gee, golly, Frank says. Could it be that the jab is making everybody sick? Well, yes. Well, so does a regular flu shot. They start influenza pandemics every October with the vaccine for the flu. People shed the virus for 2 weeks, and hello, the flu starts. Plus, people are eating a lot of things they shouldn't, a lot of sugar, which suppresses the immune system. So, yeah, people get sick. But yeah, this is really bad because this is beyond the comprehension, isn't it, of, you know, what we've been told about vaccines. Let's see, what do we have here? FDA asks a federal court to give them 55 years to fully release the Pfizer COVID vaccine data. Huh. Yep, this is a plaintiff in the case is the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. This is a group of doctors and scientists who filed a lawsuit after the FDA denied their request to expedite the release of records. So the professionals involved included individuals from Yale, Harvard, and UCLA. So they're wanting to know things about this COVID vaccine, but the FDA is not turning it over. So the government told the court, that it has over 300,000 pages of documents to respond to through these requests, and it proposes that they release maybe 500 pages per month to allow them to address all these requests, because they have, what, less than 30 days to address these requests by law? And they said that this type of medical record release has been upheld in the courts before. So the parties were unable to reach an agreement, of course, and the disclosure schedule they're seeking is going to be before the judge. They're having a hearing. Whew. Last but not least in the Quack Report, guess what, Frank? Americans, this holiday, they're expected to gain 8 pounds over the next month. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So between pumpkin pies, gingerbread cookies, and extra helping of stuffing with gravy, half of Americans will break their diets due to the holiday temptation of foods, and they're going to gain some weight, and you know, and they're going to get a second slice of grandma's pecan pie. And so this is the writing off of the end of the year survey that explored the habits of 2,000 Americans when they celebrate winter holidays. And to do so, they tend – and by the way, they said last year it was 7 pounds. So this year it's 8 pounds, and they think next year will be 10 pounds. So watch what you eat out there, people, please. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all,
Sorry, Frank, I had my button pushed in. My fault, of course. Sorry. I take a break, I take a sip of water, and I forget the button's pushed in. Okay, so we're going to talk about smallpox. Because there's some speculation out there that our modern world may become subject to the release of a smallpox virus. People are very concerned about this, even though, you know, modern medicine states that, hey, smallpox vaccine eradicated the disease in 1977 from the population. So the routine use of the smallpox vaccine was given to children in the United States at the age of one, but they discontinued giving it in 1972 when they felt it wasn't necessary. So this, which means that, get this, Frank, people 50 years and younger were never given the vaccine. So recently, natural remedies for smallpox have been, you know, the subject of shows and numerous articles in which some remedies are kind of hard to find. So the Native American Indians were forced to discover natural cures for smallpox as a result of being attacked by it. And it was said that it was the pitcher plant. That's the common name, pitcher plant. The Latin name is Sarcasia purpurea. So Sarcasia purpurea. So these plants are indigenous to the United States, and they're not used for medicinal purposes, though. People grow them, you know, because they're beautiful plants. And therefore, growers are really not growing large quantities of this plant. So if you can find some decent specimens, I would go ahead and get one. I'm going to try to get some if I can. What'd you say, Frank? You just don't accept blankets from the government. Yeah. Well, I you know what? I think the federal government, in my opinion, may be an Indian giver, to be blunt about it, because I think people filing their taxes are finding out the tax code changed, and guess what? The government wanted their stimulus money back. Yep. So, just FYI. So what science never told us about the smallpox, let's get into it, shall we? The National Library of Medicine Institute of Health reported in August 2017 that there was some question regarding the origins of the smallpox vaccine. So an investigative article wound up in the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal, and the title was Revisiting Jenner's Mysteries, the Role of the Bagency Lymph in the Evolutionary Path of Ancient Smallpox Vaccines. So they use lymph glands to generate infection, that we get all pussy and nasty, and then they would take supposedly pus from them and get the pathogen, you know, the smallpox pathogen, and make serums for antibodies and stuff. So I know it does sound gross, doesn't it, Frank? Yeah. So generations, though, of patients were told this story of Edward Jenner in the late 1700s created the smallpox vaccine with viral strains of cow lesions that were infected with smallpox but were immune to it. Well, it was kind of like a cowpox. They call it cowpox. But cowpox and smallpox are kind of viruses that are related in the same family. So the research is stating that Jenner may have mixed in or used solely some horsepox virus. Horsepox virus. Well, this is the first time we've heard of horsepox here. But so what Jenner noticed was that in his time he was noticing that the animals were typically immune to this, and so he was getting this idea generated in his head to use a serum to make people immune to the pox viruses. So during Jenner's time, it was widely accepted now to circulate and use the lymph tissue taken from cows that had cowpox, and it often had various strains of these viruses, and horsepox may also have been found in it. So in this 2017 report, that was published now by Published Scientific Communication, they released some findings on Jenner's vaccine, and it described the horrible bumps the disease produces all over a body in humans, and it has a 30% mortality rate, and they mention other types of smallpox called hemorrhagic flat type smallpox, so there's a different version of it, and symptoms generally are fever, discomfort, headache, severe fatigue, severe back pain, and vomiting. Now, the hemorrhagic type is usually more severe symptoms that I just mentioned, with a shorter incubation period, and the sores tend to bleed. That's what they call hemorrhagic flat type smallpox. Now, getting to creating this vaccine that they made, Jenner saw that cowpox virus was a cousin to smallpox, variola virus, it's what they call it, variola virus, and it would give cows a mild reaction. Now, somehow Jenner gets the idea that smallpox in cows, called cowversion, was a mild form of disease that would be used in a vaccine for humans. So he takes infected pus from the cow, demonstrating the cow version of cowpox, and uses it in a serum to infect a young boy. Now, either the boy will overcome the disease creating antibodies or he's going to die. It was a risky hypothesis, but they took it. They took the risk. So Jenner figured since cowpox and smallpox were cousins, it would provide immunity towards smallpox, and this research was considered one of the medicine's milestones in the smallpox vaccine making. A vaccine was born. So here's what they found. This is what's going to blow your mind here, Frank. You ready for a mind-blown moment? Well, here it is. So when the serum of smallpox was looked at, expecting they would find cowpox in there, but in it, it wasn't in there. No cowpox in the smallpox vaccine. Say what? Yeah, this was really baffling. All the batches of the smallpox vaccine contained no cowpox at all, but instead there were two smallpox viruses in it. So what it contained was a complex envelope of large quantities of smallpox, a family of these viruses, and when they genetically analyzed it, they found it to be a mutated version and very different version of smallpox disease. So it wasn't what nature created. Interesting, isn't it, Frank? So this was a problem. The researchers were like all scratching their head. Modern medicine was under the impression that the smallpox vaccine was made with cowpox. But here there was no trace of it in there. Huh? So it is, you know, it is speculated that, you know, Jenner may have mixed in horse pox, and this may have caused a mutation, but they're just not sure. So here is current evidence that the horse pox virus and the smallpox virus tend to be very similar. So modern scientists are kind of scratching their heads on this one, as the serum is not matching up with what was written in the medical textbooks, what was in historical medical history. It's not matching up. So perhaps they need to maybe examine the possibility that, you know, history is completely wrong, or that somewhere along the line the vaccine serum was altered. What'd you say, Frank? So at this point, we're supposed to believe anything. Anything. Are we supposed to believe anything that these people have to say about anything? Well, let me read you a quote from the report. This is from the Published Scientific Communication, August 2017. It says, combining the use of modern technology and access to historical records may eventually shed light on all the ingredients added to this mysterious recipe that has no doubt saved millions of people worldwide. A mysterious recipe. That's what they're calling it now. Oh, well, it works. That's how they're looking at it. Let's not, you know, split hairs. It works. Uh-huh. Well, let's look at the side effects, shall we? So if we look at the side effects of the smallpox virus, which is still administered. Now, this is the vaccine. The vaccine is still administered now to military or other individuals that may come in contact with the disease if they're going overseas somewhere and you have to get it. So they may, if they get the vaccine, the smallpox vaccine, they may experience itching, swollen lymph nodes, sore arm at the injection site, fever, headache, body aches, rash, and fatigue. Okay. Now, the life-threatening reactions to the vaccine are acute eczema rash, necrosis, ulcerations of the skin, where, you know, you get the smallpox sores, and the sores are so bad, they become necrosis. Tissue starts dying left and right, turn black. It's gross. Also, encephalitis or brain swelling. That's the life-threatening part of that vaccine. What'd you say, Frank? So they have been illegally experimenting on people forever. It would seem so, wouldn't it? It would seem so. Nobody's checking. See? Well, thank God, you know, the kids today don't have to get this thing, right? Now, herbs, you know, herbs can help. The point is, don't lose it. You know, keep calm. So we live in a time where multiple plagues will be evident, but being prepared is going to be paramount, okay? Don't panic, get prepared. So there is no vaccine that is a universal one that can protect you from all these pathogens. Now, hemorrhagic fever plagues are serious, but you know what? Gentian root inhibits them. Gentian root. It's what they make vermouth with, right? Gentian root inhibits hemorrhagic fever type viruses like dengue, Ebola, and this hemorrhagic flat type of smallpox. Also, there are a lot of medicinal herbs that can assist the human body to fight infectious diseases and overcome them. So pitcher's plant, we mentioned, is just maybe just one example of how you can address smallpox. So call Apothecary Herbs, you know, get their free catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options became endless right there. Now, you want to check out possibly their pandemic kits, their heart attack packs. They have a whole bunch of stuff there, a lot of immune support things. And this is a good time to take advantage of their Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale. It just started today. You'll save 30% on orders of $50 or more. You want to use coupon code Friday Monday, so it's abbreviated FRIMON and the number 21. FRIMON, the number 21. You can use it online, over the phone, on your mail-in order. But you want to hurry because sale does end on November 29th, and restrictions do apply. So you want to get stuff before, you know, supplies run low, and then things are back-ordered. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. If you're on their website, do sign up for their online newsletters completely free. A lot of people say, you know, the show is really fabulous. Thank you so much for that feedback. And some people say, I take notes. It's like, you know, okay. And but a lot of people don't have internet. They can't go back to the archives, listen to the show. So so they do best they can with that. And some people that do have internet have the luxury of signing up also for the newsletters, and they have another line of immune or another line of issues that can help them with their immunity and health. You can sign up for two of them on the powerherbs.com website. There's newsletters there. One is American Survival and the other one's Health Quest, and they go out each week and they're absolutely free. So you can share that with family and friends, pass on the power. And it's free. It's information you're not going to get anywhere else. Thepowerherbs.com. So while you're there, pick up a catalog. Request one through their website, and it'll be sent to you. You'll have the option when you get your receipt from online ordering for the catalog to download it if you want to download it. So that's an option too. But you will definitely get a hard copy in the mail. And the catalogs are free. So take advantage of that as well. Oh, I see by the clock we're going to have to take a break. But you know what? We're going to be coming back. And I want to talk a little bit more, just a little bit more, about the smallpox, horsepox stuff. We got some other stuff we want to share with you before we move on to other stuff. So when we come back from the break, we'll dive in. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some smallpox. Now, this stuff we're going to go over, I kind of did a few years ago, but I thought it'd be good to revisit some of it since now we have some research we just covered in the first part of the show where smallpox vaccine isn't quite what we were told it was. Now, this was July 2017. Scientists in Alberta, Canada reported in the Journal of Science that they can recreate deadly pathogens in the lab. And in their report, the researchers were ordering some DNA fragments of the smallpox virus from a company that supplies made-to-order pathogens. So they created what is described as a non-life-threatening horsepox virus. And there are mail order pathogens, and for as little as $100,000, scientists could get and recreate the next deadly pandemic. So it's not that hard. According to St. Louis University scientists, they said through smallpox, although it was declared officially eradicated in 1979 and routine vaccinations against smallpox ended in the United States in 1972, many experts fear that classified samples of the virus have survived, making it a major bioterrorism concern. So it's kind of a good question why, you know, scientists would want to resurrect any part of a deadly smallpox virus. But the research team at the University of Alberta in Canada shared that their research could one day influence the development of better vaccines, including the smallpox vaccine. So it's the scientific accolades these scientists are after, and really that's about what it is, money and accolades. So scientists are working with deadly pathogens like smallpox, and they're required to be vaccinated with the virus when they do that. So according to the CDC, the smallpox vaccine can produce some serious life-threatening side effects, and we went over that in the first part of the show. Now, when they're making new vaccines, or I should say new smallpox vaccines, kind of scary business, you know, that it's kind of frightening that they would create or attempt to create and inoculate people with this stuff. So the Canadian scientists really are working with pharmaceutical companies. One is called Tronix, to make a new smallpox vaccine. So other scientists in Canada and their colleagues have voiced some concerns about this vaccine development. And the research for the vaccine was completed. They completed their animal trial test phase. So according to their lead research scientist, Dr. David Evans, he feels the work is a huge benefit. He goes on to say, "The world just needs to accept the fact that we can do this, and now we have to figure out what is the best strategy for dealing with it." Anybody say Pandora's box? That's what they're messing with. So what this research has really done is shown that science can synthesize biological agents thought to be eradicated, bring them back to life, and it also reveals that scientists really don't have all the answers, and they're learning about it as they go. And David Evans has accurately said, quote, "Given the advent of synthetic biology, invention of that, it's no wonder it's now possible for society to entirely rid itself of the threat of smallpox or other dangerous pathogens." So they're saying, do to us and are creating a vaccine. You can thank us for eradicating a disease. It's already been eradicated, David. It's gone. Don't need to resurrect it. Frankenstein, yeah, I know, Frank, I'm with you. Now, according to the World Health Organization's recommendations, to avoid catastrophic plague events, no institution should be allowed to possess more than 20% of the smallpox genome. I don't know about you, but this statement really doesn't make me feel safer. Another reason is a quote from Dr. Phil. Remember Phil McGraw? He says, "Men do what they do, even when they shouldn't, simply because they can." End of quote. Well, the current smallpox vaccine, not the new one in development, so the one we thought was the old one made by Jenner, did get tested at the Mayo Clinic in 2013. And they found the vaccine does not always work and concluded these test results. Now remember, this is the vaccine has no cowpox in it, right? Which is shocking. So they said the vaccine action depends on individual genes which can alter response. Doesn't that sound like an RNA thing to you, Frank? Where it interacts with your genes like that? Also, genetic differences caused lower immunity from smallpox. So scientists have been studying the smallpox virus and this vaccine for a long time. And in 2009, immunology scientists at Linda Institute of Allergy and Immunology found that smallpox vaccines contain a flaw and would give millions of people a deadly form of eczema. Well, okay. So an estimated 17% of children in the United States suffer from eczema, and scientists estimate that the smallpox vaccine offers a 10% risk that even if they got it, you know, the smallpox now, it would kill them. They'd get a deadly form of eczema. So Dr. Peter Greffin, chief immunologist and National Institute of Health, says people with active atrophic dermatitis or eczema, or who have outgrown atopic dermatitis, and the people they currently live with cannot receive the smallpox vaccine because they'd be contagious and increase the risk to their family members of developing a deadly form of eczema. There is a significant portion of the United States population that's not eligible to receive a smallpox vaccine. So can you imagine, Frank, the Biden administration declaring everybody's got to get inoculated with smallpox? Sheesh, right? Now, here's something interesting. In 2002, the Bush administration announced that the smallpox vaccine was available to anyone who wanted it. Remember that? The administration also prescribed the smallpox vaccine to mandatory for the military personnel, hospital ER employees, and special smallpox pandemic response teams. So, now Dan Rather, remember Dan Rather, CBS? He did a report on the vaccine and found scientists and physicians alike do not like the risks this vaccine offers. He said, quote, scientists say it's the most dangerous vaccine known to man. The vaccine has a dark side. Right? Well, so during this CBS report by Dan Rather, the viewing audience discovered that smallpox vaccines used by the U.S. government and by medicine is the same supposed vaccine developed by Jenner in the 1700s. But that's not true. So the very word vaccine stems from Variloae vaccinae, which means smallpox from a cow. That's where you get the word vaccine. So Jenner developed the smallpox vaccine after observing supposedly milkmaids that contracted smallpox, but they didn't have any signs of the illness and were immune. So anyway, he kind of connected the dots, followed the breadcrumbs. Now, according to Dr. Paul Offit, remember infectious disease specialist, that guy that says, oh, we can give a kid 1,000 vaccines all at one time and they'd be fine? That dude. He says, we know if we immunize 1 million people with smallpox, that some people will suffer severe permanent adverse outcomes and some may die from the vaccine. Not all of the vaccines that we use today are the result of modern technology. This is the cause with smallpox vaccine, and because of its side effects profile, and if it were not for the grandfathered vaccines we have, we would not accept this vaccine today. So he's saying Jenner's vaccine's got problems, and if it was developed today, it wouldn't pass muster. What do you think of that, Frank? Whoa. He goes on to say the smallpox vaccine in some people will create progressive vaccina, an immune system that will be compromised. The smallpox virus just continues to grow and grow until it causes death. Wow. And they're messing around with this. Seriously. What did you say, Frank? Another lie. Yep, I know. Yep, I know. Well, what's half the truth is still a whole lie, Benjamin Franklin? So true. So true. Well, you know, and a lot of reasons smallpox was put on ice. This is author Richard Preston. He wrote a book called The Demon in the Freezer, because, you know, like, they have to put a lot of these serums in the refrigerator. He states that smallpox is a scary disease, and he feels that it is worse than anthrax. He says Ebola and bubonic plague as well. He said Preston goes on to say he feels that smallpox pathogen is a biological weapon equal to a nuclear bomb. So the reason he says this disease is far worse than the others is because it can spread on its own unless it's stopped. He also states that plague teams calculate the multiplier of a virus or the mortality rating of smallpox, and it rates a number 10. Right? This is equivalent that for every infected person with smallpox, they will infect 10 more people with the disease. The only effective way, he says, to stop it is to quarantine the infected individuals. So are those vaccinated with the smallpox contagious, and could they start a pandemic? Well, absolutely. When you give someone a vaccine, they shed the virus off for 2 weeks. Dr. Gregory Poland, Mayo Clinic, says a major concern with smallpox is making sure the vaccinated don't spread the virus by touching the injection site and then other parts of their body, increasing the risk of transmission to others. What if a child touches it, a pregnant woman or someone with HIV? They could potentially die as a result. And if there is a large portion, there could be a large population outbreak of smallpox. Now our tools are limited, and we really don't have anything to treat smallpox. All we can offer is comfort care and see if the patient recovers or dies. Also, some other warnings: history of skin dermatitis, acute eczema. Here's a list of people that shouldn't get this vaccine: infants, pregnant women, HIV patients, transplant patients, cancer patients, patients who recently took cancer treatments, those with autoimmune diseases or weak immune systems shouldn't take it as well. And I'm just going to say the whole world shouldn't take it. Yeah. So we're told by medicine, you know, a couple of things about smallpox, which is accurate, right? What is the real truth here about smallpox vaccines that they could inject into the masses? Thomas Frieden, New York Health Commissioner, in 2002 said this: "Yes, we admit that some people may die from the smallpox vaccines, but according to medicine, a few hundred people to save millions is worth it." End of quote. Wow. Collateral damage, right, Frank? Whew. So basically, I just wanted to go over some of that with you. I'm looking at here, this is one response from a quote on WebMD. "It's thought that eczema is linked to an overreactive response by the body's immune system or an irrelevant, it can cause symptoms of eczema." So basically, I think vaccines have been linked to causing eczema in kids as well as asthma. So Larry Pavlovsky, Dr. Pavlovsky's pediatrician in New York, he says, "Atopic illness means allergies, asthma, eczema, and hay fever." So vaccines are notorious for that. So do your homework on any therapy before you do it. That's the problem with this COVID thing. People didn't do their homework on the COVID thing, but of course not a whole lot of information was available at the time. And that should give you a red flag. Not enough, you know, transparency, not enough information. Yeah, I know, Frank. You know, the government thinks they're right to force people to play Russian roulette. Yep. Well, I have a few minutes, so I think we're going to shift over here to how we can alleviate some pain. And by the way, we mentioned gentian root as a natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic type fevers, Ebola, dengue, and even the hemorrhagic form of smallpox. But it's also great, get this, gentian root also prohibits overeating if you take it a half hour before you have a meal. So for all of you out there that are going to feast this year, you may want to, you know, try some gentian root to keep you from having to unbuckle your pants and you sit and watch football and you go, "Oh, I ate too much." Well, let's talk about pain. Nobody likes pain. Everything hurts. Nobody likes that. 50 million Americans have pain, chronic pain. 6 million suffer from a lot of back pain. So, you know, the stores, you know, sell a lot of Bengay, Valium, Flexeril, all these things that help with pain, Tylenol. So should we kind of calculate the commercial value of managing your pain? Because, you know, that's what doctors are doing. They're just managing pain. Now, Duke University did a study, and they estimated back pain alone is about a $90 billion a year business. Back pain, $90 billion, Frank. So where is the incentive for physicians, hospitals, drug companies to end your pain? Seriously, they're not gonna. They're gonna help you live as comfortably as possible with your pain. I want to tell you this story. I've told it before, but we may have some new listeners. I had this back pain, and it wasn't just a little bit of pain. I was in my 30s. I had it every day. and it was getting worse, in my opinion. It was getting worse. I did what most people do when you have pain. I went to see my general practitioner, okay? And this event was, you know, before I was fully awake to things like immunizations. I just had started attending herb school, so I was a young mom. So I go to the doctor. And I paid at the time, you know, this is back in the 90s, I paid $75 for the office visit. He gives me a prescription for $125 worth of antispasmodics and pain narcotics. What? So the result was, you know, my back still hurt, but I was experiencing a sensation like my head was floating 2 feet above my shoulders in a mental fog. I shouldn't have been allowed to operate a motor vehicle, but there wasn't any warning on the prescription. So, like an idiot at the time, I wasn't very smart at this point, I went back to the doctor, and I was offered a different narcotic and then the option of going to physical therapy. Now, for $100 an hour, the physical therapist wanted me to, you know, get an ultrasound, maybe a little massage, and get on an exercise bike. Well, you know, I can, my husband can give me a massage at the time. My teenager could let me ride his bike and save the money. Anyway, that didn't work. Then there was the chiropractor. Yeah, who made the back feel good for like 2 days. So in between office visits, you know, it was just short term. So how many of you have been in this situation where your pain men, they bounce you back and forth, you know, between pharmaceuticals and specialists, and you're just not getting anywhere. You're just not getting anywhere. What, Frank? All these professionals are financially dependent on the population illness and suffering. Yep. Well, that's what I said. You know, the Asian population, they pay their doctor a few cents while they're well and quit paying when they're sick. So over there, the doctor's incentive is to keep you well. Over here, it's the opposite. So after I suffered a couple of months with this back pain and I didn't like any of these drugs and I quit taking them, I learned a very valuable lesson from one of my herbal professors. I learned that I had a congested bowel and toxins were leaching out through the colon and irritating my back muscle. This is where the back pain was coming in. So those of you that have, you know, even sciatica, same thing. It's irritating the nerve. So you have the same problem. There's toxin irritating that nerve that runs along the bowel down the leg. Now, you shouldn't get your solution to getting rid of sciatica is really a good and simple one, very inexpensive, really, and it's going to work. And it worked for my back pain. I did a bowel cleanse. My back pain went away and never came back. One bowel cleanse. Cheaper than an office visit. Yep, herbs can do that. They can pull out all those residues that are irritating the bowel, the colon tissue, and that are leaching out, giving you what I guess is called leaky gut. But I did the bowel cleanse, and my back pain went away, and I learned how to eat better because I had a sluggish bowel. So what I was eating, transit time was slowed down. And toxins build up. And so I had to change the way that I eat, and I had to watch the foods that I was allergic to, because a lot of times we're allergic to our diet and we just don't know it. I was really allergic to milk, and I didn't know that. Okay? So once I got my diet all squared away and got off of milk and cheese and yogurt and pudding and ice cream and all that, I didn't have the allergies that I had. I didn't have the strep throat that I'd get every year. I didn't get tonsillitis that I would get, or sinus infections. So I was really grateful for that. And, you know, bebopping down the road of life, I don't have those things annually anymore. So it's sometimes what we're doing, and we got to just step back and think about what we're doing. Now, I got a couple of puppies last year. Here's another example. Always same concept. evaluate what's going on with your pet. So I got this pet, and she's coming up with UTIs, irritation in the urinary tract. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's just, they're sisters. The two dogs are related, but one is having a problem. So, I changed the diet and somewhat better. And so finally, do you know what it was, Frank? Do you know what it was? It was the water. We're on, well water, but it's too many minerals. It was irritating her bladder wall. So I had to put her on bottled water with less minerals in it, and voila, no more urinary tract infections. So sometimes it's what we're doing, and just, you know, throwing drugs at something isn't going to fix that. So we have to you know, take the power back, and we have to do things differently. Sometimes, you know, common sense, a little basic stuff, cleanse and nourish, help the immune system out, work with the system, please. Not against it. So that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They are the cleanse and nourish folks. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening, which can help you sidestep a whole lot of problem out there. It's basically returning back to wellness, and it's very basic, and it's ancient stuff, really. You know, medicinal herbs have a long history of wellness, and so you can tap into those. So give them a call and get their catalog. You'll be amazed what you can do. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. What'd you say, Frank? You said we have been told with what? You have some male cats. They get clogged. Hard well water. Yeah. The minerals. Well, I mean, if it's going to stain the toilet, you know, the minerals can do some nasty things inside our bodies if we're not careful. So, thanks for that, Frank. Kitty cat's got to be well. ThePowerHerbs.com, take advantage of their sale. It's their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale all in one. Save 30%. And sale ends on Monday, so don't delay. ThePowerHerbs.com. I'm out of time. Don't forget to use their coupon code FRIMON21 to save that 30%. Details online at ThePowerHerbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy if you dare. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, and happy Thanksgiving, I wish you all to be well.